Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue our relationship. It's like a dream come true for me, and I hope, and I know you're saying the same thing, aren't you? Well, and you're going to be glad you stayed with us today. And if you just tuned in, you're going to be really glad you did that too, because one of my favorite people on the planet is with us right now. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott is with us. She is the if life, love, and whatever else is a game, these are the rules author. She's written so many books on this topic, but my favorite is still the original one, If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. But then there is that other one called If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules. That's a pretty darn good business book. She's written so many books, I had to make two trips to carry them into the studio. Her brand new book is called Transformational Life Coaching. She's a world traveler, but more importantly, she's our good friend. Sheree Carter-Scott, welcome back to the show.
So nice to be here, Jim.
It's my pleasure. It's good to have you back.
Lovely.
Welcome back to the U.S.
Thank you.
You've become a real world traveler. I mean, you've always traveled, but in the last 5 or 6 years, you've really circled the globe, haven't you?
I have.
How do you feel about being an American with all the world traveling that you've done?
I feel fine about it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I feel that most people out there actually love us, the American people. They're just not crazy about our administration and our foreign policy. So there's a real discrepancy there. And we, different from the Vietnam War, where people really took it out on us as people, now they say we love Americans, we just don't like your...
I didn't want this to necessarily be a political question. I guess my attitude is when you look around and you see how other people... what's going on in other parts of the world as far as them being a citizen of their country, trying to make a living in their country, trying to raise their families in their country. How do you feel about that? You know, a lot of times when people go to other countries for the first time, they come back and they have a new appreciation for the United States.
Well, that's true. There are countries, I mean, having gone to Thailand after the tsunami and having seen the devastation, you're very appreciative for the land that we live in, absolutely. It just depends, you know, it's different in each place, but it's very interesting to have a perspective that isn't limited from leaving the country.
Yeah, it really does help, and it is interesting to me, back to part of what you originally said, it is interesting to me to see how many people actually, you know, take politics completely out of the picture. How many people really do like knowing you as an American?
They like us. They really like us. I mean, we are popular people.
Except for the French, right?
No, the French are pretty nice, too. Actually, the French were much worse in 67 than they are now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they may be better now that we got a new administration in France. Anyway, you've got a brand new book out called Transformational Life Coaching. I am the recipient of one of the very first books. In fact, I think the ink was wet when I got it, Sheree.
I think
it was still a little bit wet. I mean, this book. Thank you for the advanced copy. Let's talk about this a little bit. Creating limitless opportunities for yourself. And you talk about that a lot in the book, don't you, about self, about us, about the individual.
I do. The chapter one is about the relationship with self.
What is the relationship with self? What does that mean?
Well, it's your self-confidence, your belief in self, your trust in self. Every small business person has to have that relationship with self, and it has to be strong. And they have to be able to rely on it when those times get tough.
You have a quote here from Henry David Thoreau. It is what a man thinks of himself that really determines his fate. You believe that?
I do.
All right. So what do we have to think about ourselves to make us to make us have an impact, a positive impact on our fate?
Well, it has to be authentic. It can't, just can't be glossed over like a coat of icing. You have to really connect with your sense of purpose and direction and your abilities. So if you're selling your product to an audience, you have to believe in your product. You have to know that it's quality. You have to know that you can stand behind it. Mm-hmm. And that it's a product that's going to help people make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Especially if that's your claim. And that's one of the things. We're going to take a quick break in a second. When we come back, I want to talk about how this understanding self, how that impacts entrepreneurs, small business owners, and what you have to say about that. She's Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including the brand spanking new one, which you can get online right now, Transformational Life Coaching. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jim. This is Joel Barker, futurist, author, and filmmaker. Jim, you set the standard for quality interviews because you are always trying to get the best information for your listeners while treating those you interview with respect. Congratulations, Jim, on the last 10 years. May the next 10 be even better.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members and the newsletter and the blog and all the things that we do here to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. No barrier to entry if you can show up and we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Use all of our stuff free. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now, askjim.biz. Sheree Carter-Scott has been contributing to smallbusinessadvocate.com for years now, many years. We go back a long way, and she's been an abiding and faithful supporter of all the things that you and I do, small business owners. She's been contributing so many things to us in the form of her books and the work that she's been doing. Sheree, when the new book, by the way, folks, is called Transformational Life Coaching, and it's by Sheree and her sister, Lynn, Lynn Stewart. Sheree, you talked about being true to yourself. This, I love what I think it was Falstaff said in one of Shakespeare's plays: "This above all, to thine own self be true." Mm-hmm. And so, when I talk to small business owners about starting a business, you know, I say, you need to really sit down and have a talk with yourself and make sure that you know exactly why you're doing this. Not the superficial thing why you're doing this, like, I don't like my boss, I want to own my own business, I'm tired of taking orders, blah, blah, blah. You got to really get to the core of why you yourself want to do this. What do you think?
I think it's essential, because in those times when you get tested, when the market takes a downturn, or your customers aren't rallying the way they were, or you have a big cancellation of your biggest order, those are the times when you have to have that core belief, not only in yourself, but in your business and what you're doing, that sustains you through those trough times.
If you don't have that, if you've never been in touch with that, you won't make it, will you?
Probably not.
Unless you find it real quick.
You got it.
So self is important, but how do we do that? How do we connect to ourselves? I mean, you know, sometimes some people are probably thinking, well, this is a lot of psychobabble, but it's really not, folks. This is the essence, in my opinion, this is the essence of success, isn't it, Sheree?
Well, it's the real cutting-edge difference between those people who do succeed and those people who'd like to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us would probably like to succeed, but if you're willing to do the work, and, you know, remember, when we have visioning meetings and strategy meetings, those are those times when you sit down and you do the hard work. You look, you strategize, you focus, you talk about it. None of that's easy. You know, most of us would just like to go out and sell.
Isn't this one of the reasons why it's hard to keep a family business through several generations? The founder had the passion. The founder was really in touch with him or herself and really knew why he or she was there. The child, the first generation behind that, the founder, saw that. You know, they got that 100% full blast from the founder. But then as it gets on farther down, when it's just given to you, it gets diluted, doesn't it?
Well, also because you see how much your parents invested in it, how much they gave of themselves, how much it cost them in terms of time, energy, money, because it really is like a child, and all of your listeners know that their businesses are another child to them,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we care for them, and, you
exactly.
know, when that child is sick or that child is doing well, you know, our emotions go up and down with that kid, and that business is a child to us.
And, folks, Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott does have a PhD, but I will tell you, I know enough about her to know that she's been in the trenches with her business over the years, over the decades, just like you and me. She's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. She's no pontificator. She's the real deal. And so when she talks about these things, she's coming at it from her own perspectives as much as from anything that she studied. And Sheree, that's one of the things that we like about you. You talk in your book about the two sides of self. Tell us about that.
Well, the two sides of the self have to do with the I can side. Most of us love the I can side. I can do that. Let me at that. I can tackle that. I'm able. That's the side that's very out there, confident, capable. Let me at it. But then there's that other subtle little side that whenever we stretch into new shoes, you know, let me take over a building of 100,000 square feet. Let me, you know, grow this business into, and I'm going to expand overseas, and I'm going to grow it into. All of a sudden, this little lurking voice comes in and says, yeah, you sure you can do that? Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Sure you can do that? I don't know. You said you were going to get out of bed and jog last week. You didn't do that. What about the business, huh? You think you can do that? So this little subtle voice starts kind of undermining and doubting, criticizing. Maybe our self-trust and our self-confidence starts to wane with that little voice speaking up.
Wasn't it Henry Ford who said, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way you're right.
Isn't that the best? I love
that
one. Yeah.
So the Pygmalion effect. You know, whatever we believe to be true is probably what's going to happen.
That's self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we do? I mean, does that mean that we go around saying I'm good, I'm the best, I'm the greatest, always having these good thoughts? How do we put some hamburger behind that? How do we put some critical mass behind this I can thing?
Well, it's confronting the I can'ts and really looking at them and saying, well, why can't I? What are those doubts?
Yeah.
What are those suspicions? What are those fears?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at them squarely in the eye and saying, let's get them out of the way, because what we want to do is put in full steam with the I can side.
One of the favorite things that I've ever written, I wrote a poem called Victory Over Doubt. And I still use that myself. It was one of those things that just came out of me. And, and by the way, folks, that's in my banana book. But also, you should be able to find it on my website. Just look in there, type in Victory Over Doubt in the search engine, and you'll see some things in there. The book is called Transformational Life Coaching by Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott and Lynn Stewart. Tintel. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, the co-author, along with her sister, Lynn Stewart, Transformational Life Coaching, Creating Limitless Opportunities for Yourself and Others. There's also, folks, when you buy the book, you get access to a free virtual training demo. How about that? Now, who else gives you that besides our good friend, Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott? Sheree, the book is available wherever books are sold right now. Can I get it right now?
I believe you can get it right now if you walk into your Barnes & Noble. Or
even though it's really not going to be released until July, I mean, until January.
Because January.
Because people listening to my show, they get access to it, to this?
Absolutely. But the virtual training, I mean, the book is, Amazon's offered 32% pre-publication discount.
Wow.
And this 130 modules of virtual training, this is good for if you have one employee who has to deal with customer service. But it has 130 modules of me
wow.
talking directly to them and teaching them how to be able to manage their lives.
That's a lot of work. And this is free virtual training demo?
Yes. It
okay.
is free to them with the book.
The demo. Check that out, folks. This Transformational Life Coaching, Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott. And go to Barnes & Noble, go to Amazon and get your advanced copy. Sheree, correct me if I'm wrong, your first book way back was Negaholics. Am I right?
New Species.
It was Negaholics.
The New Species.
Yeah. The New Species was first?
First.
Okay. Then Negaholics?
Yes.
Okay, I knew Negaholics was one of the original ones. In the new book, you actually talk about Negaholics again. Tell the audience about that.
Well, when we coach people, and I don't know if you know this, Jim, but I will tell you and your listeners right now, I designed the very first coach training, and I taught coaching skills in 1975 in San Francisco.
When she was only 8.
So I am considered the world's original coach.
I knew that.
I just wanted you to know that.
I knew that.
Just in case.
Okay.
So finally, my students have been asking me to write this book for a long time, and I finally, Lenny and I sat down and we did it. But the key thing is when people come in to be coached, it's usually some sort of a transition that they're going through. And when they're in the middle of that transition, they always have a negaholic aspect that is doubting them, that is saying
what
to
is,
them.
What is negaholism?
Negaholism is the I can't part. Negaholism is the part that says you can't do it.
And it's a place where you live, isn't it?
Some people
it's,
do.
It's not just a moment. It's a place where you live, it kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. And page 138 in this book you'll like most because it says, are you an employee or are you an entrepreneur? Mm-hmm. And it really defines the difference between what an entrepreneur is and what an employee is.
Yeah.
It says right here, the core differences between being an employee and being an entrepreneur have to do with structure, discipline, self-management, and the ability to handle uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
One situation is not necessarily better than the other. Self-employment may look attractive because of the freedom, flexibility, opportunity, and limitless earning power. Having a job may seem enticing because of the predictable salary, clear expectations, limited responsibility, and the possibility to do a job without it consuming your life. You must determine if you're an entrepreneur or an employee. No one can determine this for you. It ultimately comes down to whether you can function at optimum performance without the framework of a job.
All right. And
if the condition of flying by the seat of your pants makes you so uncomfortable that you're in a state of anxiety, then you should be working in a salaried position.
Well, that's what I've been telling people for a long time. And the way I've tried to say this, Cherie, is, do you want to be an entrepreneur or do you want to do something entrepreneurial? If you want to do something entrepreneurial, that's like being an employee. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, regardless, I mean, if you are an entrepreneur, regardless of what happens to you in your life as a business owner, you're going to stick with it.
That's true.
So last thoughts, Cherie. I got about a minute.
Okay.
I've got millions of small business owners and people who want to be at your knee right now, all over the world, listening to you on the radio and the internet. What would you like to say to them in the last 45 seconds?
For $10.17, you get this manual that can help you.
That's a big discount, but that's a 50% discount, isn't it?
Amen, brother. For that amount of money, you can give this present as a Christmas present to everybody in your life, and they get the virtual training demo on top of it.
What does that send them? Does that send them to a website?
Yeah, it does. www.mmsvt.com.
mmsvt.com. So check that out. Hey, Cherie, thanks for being here. Good luck to Lynn. I know she's had a little surgery. Tell her we wish her the best. And
I will.
To all of you guys, and thanks for being here. Good job, and happy holidays and happy new year.
Thank you, Jim, and same to you.
See you next time. Dr. Cherie Carter Scott, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Transformational Life Coaching. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.